Turn with me back to Mark 4. Mark 4. In this chapter, our Lord gives four parables. Four parables. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. That's what a parable is, an earthly story with a spiritual meaning. And verse 34 says, "But without a parable spake he not unto them." Our Lord did not preach to the people unless it was in the form of a parable. Isn't that interesting? That's interesting, isn't it? Our Lord did not preach to the people except it be in the form of a parable. Verse 34 goes on to say, "And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. He spake the parable to the multitude, and then he explained the meaning to his disciples." And that's exactly what the Lord has done since the beginning. That is exactly what he is doing today. And that's exactly what he will do until he returns. This Bible right here tells the whole story to the world. It tells the, they can read it for themselves. It tells the whole parable to the word, to the world. It is full of earthly stories, isn't it? It's full of earthly stories. Cain and Abel. What's the moral of that one? Don't kill your brother. That's not it. That's not it. Noah's Ark. What's the moral of that one? God loves animals. That's not it. Abraham and Isaac. What's the moral of that one? Isaac was lucky. There happened to be a ram caught in the thicket. That's not it. Boaz and Ruth. What's the moral of that one? This book is full of earthly stories. And they have been declared to the world. But only to his disciples does he explain the meaning. Only to his disciples. Only to those that he has chosen to save does he give eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to believe the truth in God's word. Only to his elect. That's it. He said in verse 11, "Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to them that are without, all these things are done in parables. That seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them." So our Lord gave four parables in this chapter. And he gave us the meaning of the first one. And he said in verse 13, they all mean the exact same thing. He said, "Know ye not this parable? How then will you know all parables?" They are all about Christ. They're about his choice. They're about his work. And they're about his result. Every single one of them. He ended the parable of the sower in verse 20 by saying, "These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word." How do they do that? God gave them ears to hear. God did it. Verse 20 says, "Such as hear the word and receive it." How do they do that? God had to get rid of all those rocks. Take out that heart of stone. Put in a heart of flesh. Verse 20 says, "Such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit." How'd they do that? Christ had to deal with their thorns. He had to deal with their sin. He had to make them pure again. He had to make them right again. He had to make them ready to receive seed, and then he had to make that seed grow. And he went on to say some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Now, with that in mind, here's the second parable that he gave. Verse 21. He said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And then right after he said that, verse 24, he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. He gave those that had an ear to hear an exhortation, a warning and an exhortation. He said, take heed what you hear. And this was very interesting to me. That word what, take heed what you hear, that word what means who and how much. That's what the word means. Take heed who you hear. And I'm just going to tell us, it's not Gabe Stoniker. Take heed who you hear. And take heed how much you hear. And that's exactly what our Lord said in Luke's account. Look over at Luke chapter 8 with me. Verse 16, he said, no man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. Take heed what you hear. Take heed who you hear. Take heed how you hear. And take heed how much you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. My margin says, thinketh that he hath. That's a serious warning, isn't it? Serious exhortation. My prayer for this congregation, and I am a member of this congregation. This is where I worship God. This is where I hear the gospel. It comes out of my mouth and it goes into this ear right here. This is where I worship God. I'm a member of this congregation. My prayer for this congregation is that I will, and we all will, continually put more importance on the preaching of the gospel and the hearing of the gospel with every year that goes by. Okay, this is the last Sunday of the year. This is my prayer for this member of the congregation. I'm going to start it right here. My prayer is that in 2016, I put more importance on preaching this gospel than I did in 2015. That's my prayer. More importance on the preaching of the gospel and the hearing of the gospel with every year that goes by. What we hear who we hear, how we hear, and how much we hear. I pray in 5 years, 2020, I pray in 5 years we all have a greater sense of the importance of this word than we even do today. And I believe we have some degree of that understanding. This is important, isn't it? I pray in 5 years God would give us a greater sense of the importance of His Word than we even have right now. I pray in 10 years, in 15 years, in 20 years, I pray that God greatly blesses us with the ability to put little or no importance on this life. I pray God blesses us with that ability, that gift, to put very little to no importance on this life and all importance on His Word. Wouldn't that be a blessing? The preaching of it, the hearing of it, the reading of it. 30 years. I pray in 2045. This is my prayer. I'm going to look this up in 2045. We're going to go back on sermon audio. In 2045, I pray that God won't allow any of us to become gospel hardened. That's my prayer. None of us. If God leaves us to ourselves, what do you think will happen? I pray that God will not allow any of us to grow tired of hearing that same old glorious news. That same old glorious news. I pray that we'll all be sitting on the edge of our pew crying, "Tell me the old, old story of the Lord Jesus Christ and His love for me. What? Just tell me what Christ did for me." Don't you want to move on to some isms? We got Christ and Him crucified down. There's some isms we're ready for now. No, let's not go there. Just tell me what He did for me. May we all, from this day forward, take heed what we hear, who we hear, how we hear, the fervency of it, how intently and how much we hear. There is life in this word, isn't there? There really is. You can preach this word and watch dead men live. There is life in this word. There is faith in this word. There is hope and there is comfort right here in this word. How does all of that come? Our Lord said it comes by hearing, didn't He? By hearing. I'm talking to myself. Take heed what, who, how, and how much you hear. Now go with me back to Mark chapter 4. In verse 24, He said, "With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you." He's saying, if you hear much, you'll have much comfort. Think about that. If you hear much, you'll have much rest, and you'll have much peace, and you'll have much faith. It comes by hearing. You hear much, you'll have much. I would love to have much faith, because we just said in the Bible study, these present distresses are coming, aren't they? Wouldn't you love to have much faith? How does it come? By hearing. It comes through this word. He said at the end of verse 24, "And unto you that hear shall more be given." Not just, I don't want to just be here in attendance. I don't want to just be counted among. I want to hear. I want to hear. Lord, the ears of my heart are open. I want to be blessed this morning. I tell you this all the time. My great desire is for you to walk out of here blessed by God Almighty. But I want to be too. Lord, the ears of my heart, they're open. Our Lord said, "Are you hungry? Open your mouth wide and I'll fill it." That's what He said. Open your mouth wide, and I'll fill it. Verse 25, for he that hath, to him shall be given. He that has a desire and a hunger and a need. Lord, give me that. Give me that desire. Give me that hunger. Give me that need. He that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. If I hear little, or if God doesn't give me a heart at all, then I'm going to have little or no comfort, little or no peace, rest, faith. So Lord, give us the wisdom and the blessing of putting all of our importance on Christ and His Word. Hearing, preaching, reading, one thing needful. It's the one thing needful in this life. All right, now, verse 21 says, he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? A candle and a candlestick. That candle is Jesus Christ. That candle is the good news of His Word. It's the gospel that we preach and we believe. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation 1. Verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's who this is, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And in verse 10, John writes, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice was as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. He is the light. He is the light. In glory, there's no need of the sun. The Lamb is the light thereof. He is this light. Verse 17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels, or the pastors, of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. That perfect number of elected congregations. My people, the church. He is the candle. We are the candlestick. Kingsport Sovereign Grace is the candlestick to this city. We are this candlestick. Our Lord has called us. He has gathered us. He has assembled us together for one reason only, and that's to lift up the candle. That's it. To lift up the candle. To glorify the light. We're not here to glorify ourselves. Not unto us, O Lord. Not unto us. We're here to shine the light of truth in a very dark and false world. By God's grace, that's what I want us to do this morning. I want us to shine the light of truth. Look back with me at Mark chapter 4. Verse 21, he said unto them, is a candle brought on purpose, brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? What good is a candle if it's not lit? What good is a candle if it's not lit? We have some candles on our mantle. I've preached a while, now I'm going to tell you something. We have some candles on our mantle. And they're for decoration. It's a short mantle, so they're scooted right up next to our TV. We never light them. Never. If we did, it would ruin our TV. It would absolutely ruin our entertainment. That's false religion. That is false religion. That's this false religious world that we live in today. They have this man Jesus set up for decoration. He's there. But if the light of truth was lit, it would absolutely ruin their entertainment. It would ruin it. And when the show is over, it can be just as dark can be. You turn the lights out in my living room, even though we got candles up on that mantle, it's just as dark as it can be in there. It's not lit. It's not lit. Lord, help us to lift up the light. The light. Lord, let your light shine in this dark world. Go straight to the heart of the darkness right here. Right in the heart of the darkness. Give us all eyes to see. All of us. We have been given this light. We have. While we have it, I want to shine it on three places. I want to shine it there every time we come together, and I want to shine it there this morning. Shine it in three places, and then we'll be done. First, I want to shine this light on God Almighty. I want the candlestick to lift up the light, and let's all take this light over and shine it on God Almighty. All right, let's take it over to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Let's see the truth about God. Deuteronomy 4, Moses said in verse 14, the Lord commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments that you might do them in the land whither you go over to possess it. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves. Isn't that what our Lord said in the text? Take heed. Take ye therefore good heed unto yourselves, for you saw no manner of similitude on the day that the Lord spake unto you in Horeb out of the midst of the fire. Horeb, there is a mountain in Horeb called Mount Sinai. That's what's in Horeb. God came down to Mount Sinai. Why did God come down to Mount Sinai? It was to expose sin. That's why He came down. He came down to give His law and expose sin. And as soon as God stepped foot on Mount Sinai, the whole thing exploded with fire. The whole mountain was on fire. You talk about a light. You talk about a light. The people could see God, and they were afraid. He told them, "Do not come up to this mountain." They were afraid. Moses said, "Take heed," verse 24, "for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." That is the truth about God. That's the truth about God. "The Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." The word jealous means angry. That's what it means, angry. What is He angry with? The wicked every day. Every day. He's angry with our sin, and He's a consuming fire. That's the truth about God. Multitudes and multitudes of sinners are going to stand before this God right here. And they're going to see the fierceness of His countenance. And they're going to hear Him say, "Depart from me." Why? Sin. Sin. When Adam sinned, we all sinned in him. All have sinned. When he fell, we fell. Men and women hear that and they say, "That's not fair. It's not fair. I fell because Adam fell. That's not fair. I deserve my own chance." All right, we're going to shine the light over there. Here's the second place I want to shine this light. We're going to shine it on man. We're going to hold this light up and see the truth about man. Go with me to John chapter 3. God sent the light Himself into this world in mercy. He sent the light of salvation into this wicked, evil world. John 3, verse 19 says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." Here's the truth about every man and woman born into this world. Not only do we by nature love darkness, our Lord said we hated the light. Hated the light. The Apostle Paul wrote, "If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be cursed." Let him be cursed. We are a cursed people. We're a cursed people. That's the truth about man if I've ever told it. That's the truth. A cursed people. Well, there's got to be something in us that God will want. There's got to be something in us that will make Him think we're worthy to be with Him. This scripture says, not one thing. Not one thing. The truth about God is He's a consuming fire. The truth about man is he's a cursed sinner. And as soon as he goes to meet God, he's going to suffer His wrath. Now let's shine the light in one more place. Let's shine it on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's lift this candle up. Lift this light up. And let's all go over to Galatians 3. Galatians 3, look at verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. Here is the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone knows that Christ died. Everyone knows that. Everybody knows Christ died. What everyone does not know is this. Christ did not die for everybody. He did not. But for all that the Father chose to put in Him, He was made a curse for us. He was made a curse for us. This is what He said in John 12. You can just listen to this. John 12, verse 46, He said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Not believeth in. Everybody believes in Jesus Christ. He said, whoever believes on me. I came a light into this world. And He did not die for every soul on this earth. But every soul that believes on Him, He said, they will not abide in darkness. Here's the truth about Christ. Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. And any sinner who cast his all on Christ, any sinner who literally cast all of his hope for safety, for forgiveness, for eternal life on Christ, he will receive mercy. He will receive mercy. I had a dream last night. I had a dream that I was asked to go preach in a church where no truth was. It was full of people. And I had in my mind I was going to preach from Ephesians 1. And as I stood up, I couldn't find Ephesians 1. I kept searching and turning. And I never could in the Bible find Ephesians 1. And it tore me all to pieces. I want Kingsport to hear the truth of Christ. I want this city to hear the truth of Christ. If this was my last message, if this was my last message, and I had one final thing to tell Kingsport, it would be this. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abide on him. So look and live. Look and live. Poor, dead, sinful world. Look and live. Oh, he's a God of judgment. He's a consuming fire. You are not what you think you are. Look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. May this candlestick, this local candlestick, may we forever lift up the candle. Lift up the light. Light brings truth, and if that truth ever comes to a sinner, it'll set them free. If they ever see the light, it will set them free. Lord, set Kingsport free. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Set Kingsport free. Well, back in our text, we'll close with this. Mark 4, verse 21. He said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? There is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. I love how our Lord told His disciples in Matthew 10. He said, "What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light." There's nothing hid that's not going to be made manifest. "What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach ye on the housetops." Preach it on the housetops. Let's lift the candle up high. Let's lift the candle up high. Maybe God will let us all see. Maybe He'll let us all see. Lord, open our eyes. Let us see. All right, let's stand together.